Tyrone. I didn't get her first few poems, but I dig this one. The future is ours. Let us have it. That's what she's saying. That's what we're all saying. But I'm lucky. These days, my moms ain't trying to push me in one direction or another. She's just glad I have one. I read her this poem I wrote called Dream about doing hip-hop with my own band, and she started crying. My moms don't cry easy, so I felt bad. But she said they were happy tears. You keep writing, baby, she said. You're doing good. I love my moms.
Portia Johnson. I slam my lunch tray down on the table across from Leslie and Shankara. Deandra looks up, startled, from the next table, then turns back to her lasagna. The minute I turn 21, I'm changing my name, I say to no one in particular. I mean it. Why wait? Says Shankara. We've had this conversation before. Why not change it now? I shake my head. Too complicated. Fine, then. Count to 10 and try this. She slices off a square of pizza from her plate and shoves it in my mouth. Shankara's a problem solver. She has no patience for talking a thing to death. Do something about it or shut up is her motto. I guess she's right. But one of these days, the name Portia will have to go. I'm tired of providing oversized boys with the raw material for adolescent jokes about my being a high-maintenance mama or some sort of luxury item. Then there are those oily, leering, dirty old men on my block who drool or wink at me when I pass by on my way home, asking if they can take me for a test drive. Please. But for now, I'm stuck with Portia. I can live with it a while longer, though. It's amazing how easy it is to get a bad reputation. My whole life, I ran around letting people pick on me, laughing it off when they teased me, fast-talking my way out of fights. They called me Four Eyes or Stuck Up or Miss Bug-Eyed Bookworm. And I'd pretend their words were water and let them roll off of my back. Now, I'm nobody's duck, and their words stung a whole lot more than water, but I held my temper. It took a bully 9 straight months of riding me to cause my thermometer to boil, and once I lost it, did anybody blame it on the bully? No. They start calling me crazy, whispering it behind my back. It was as if that other Portia, the easygoing, even-tempered one, never existed. Truth is, she always did, always will.